This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So at the end of the parasha, we have the Ptira of Avram Avinu. And the pasuk says, Vayikru Isa Yitzchak Vishmal Banav. Yitzchak and Ishmael, his sons, buried him. And Rashi brings the words of Chazal, that from the fact that it says Yitzchak before Yishmael, Mikan Sha'asa Yishmael Tshuva. From here we learn that Yishmael did Tshuva, Vahoylech Es Yitzchak Lefanav, and he allowed Yitzchak to go before him. So the question is, and Masha Chachma asks, how do we see from the fact that Yitzchak was allowed to go before Yishmael, that Yishmael did Tshuva? We know Yishmael did Tshuva. Did he clap al chet? Did he say vidui? Did he have regret? Did he stop sinning? Just because he accorded Yitzchak the honor and the cordiality that to allow him to go first, okay, so it was he was paying a final respect, but where do we see in his allowance of Yitzchak to go first that he did Tshuva for his infraction? So the Meshech Chachma explains that the severe sin of Yishmael was that he denied Yitzchak as the biological and spiritual heir of Avram Avinu. Because, says the Meshech Chachma, he was present that day when the Malachim came to Avram, and the Malachim said, Shoiv Ashev Eilecha Keschaya, we're going to return to you this time next year, V'hinei Ben Lasar Eshtecha. And Yishmael heard that. First of all, we know Yishmael was there. Avram Avinu sent Yishmael, as you mentioned, Avram Avinu sent Yishmael to help with the serving of the Archim, to mechanech him in mitzvahs. But the pasuk says, "Vayomer shoyva shuvaylecho keischayav hinei ben l'sara shtecha v'sara shaymas." Sarah heard Pesach oil v'hu acharav, and it or he was behind him. So what does that mean? And he was behind him. So Rashi says the door, the he was the door. The door was behind the malach, and that's how Sarah heard, because the door was behind the malach, and Sarah was listening from behind the door. But the Medrash Rabbah and Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Mem Ches, says, V'hu is Yishmael. Yishmael was behind him. V'hu acharav. Yishmael was behind him. Because after all, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud, V'yoymer shoyv oshev elach yitzchak, V'hu acharav, why would that be going on Yishmael? Because in Pasuk Zayin, it says, and Rashi says the nar is Yishmael. So Yishmael was the last unidentified person in this narrative. So when it says v'hu, the Medrash says it's going on Yishmael. So Yishmael heard the prophecy that Avram Avinu was going to have another son. And amazingly, the Sfarno learns that we know that later on, Sarah saw that Yishmael was being mitzachek. What was Yishmael being mitzachek about? Rashi says he was involved in Ritzicha, he was involved in Avodah Zarah, but the Sfarno learns the mitzachek of Yishmael was that the day that Avraham made a great party, that Yitzchak was born, and he invited all of his friends and all of his associates and all the important people, Yishmael was laughing. He said, this is a Purim spiel, this Suda. You're having a Suda that you had a son? You didn't have a son. Sarah, your wife, was mezana with Avimelech. Avimelech has a son, but you don't have a son. So Yishmael was mocking the whole party. So the serious crime of Yishmael was Yishmael joined the late Sanei Hadar and said, May Avimelech nesabra Sarah. May Avimelech nesabra Sarah. So therefore, in order to rectify his serious sin, he would have to publicly acknowledge, no, Yitzchak is the biological heir of Abraham. Yitzchak is the spiritual heir of Abraham. And not only that, he's more important than I am. And therefore, on the day of Avram Avinu's death, Yishmael did tshuva by allowing Yitzchak to carry the bear first, indicating that he, in fact, is the biological son of Abraham. And not only that, he is the prized son of Avram Avinu. And this was the precise tikkun for the infraction of Yishmael, who was mitzachek that Yitzchak was not the son of Avram Avinu. So this is how Chazal derived. From here we see that Yishmael did tshuva, v'hoylech es Yitzchak lefanav. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.